942.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the Southwest 19th, Southwest Taylor's Ferry to Southwest Marigold Partnership Project.
Mr. Novick.
Mr. Chizik.
Good afternoon. I'm Kyle Chizik with the Bureau of Transportation. Ivy Dunlap is here with me from Bureau of Environmental Services. We have a unique project that we are taking out to bid. It is using our street-by-street standard, or our out-of-the-mud standard, to pave a dirt and gravel street. We're doing a limited test project before we look at some larger projects in Brentwood, Darlington, and the Cully neighborhood as well, to be able to test our design assumptions and test our cost assumptions as well. This standard was meant to be more affordable. Have a really quick presentation, and Ivy just gave the clerk some pictures of the existing conditions on the street. So this is an area map of Southwest 19th. All the approaches to Southwest 19th are dirt and gravel. Have the orange arrows pointing at it there. Additionally, Southwest 19th at Taylor's Ferry and at Marigold has an existing street closure. So the street's blocked off there. And this creates kind of a little box where we can do this test for 2.5 blocks for the street and in a regional stormwater facility and be able to test it in sort of a vacuum. So we're not worried about increasing traffic on a street. If it were connected to Taylor's Ferry, you know, people see the paved street, hey, that might be a great way to go. But with those existing street closures, we can really take advantage of that. So we're trying to meet both stormwater needs and our transportation needs. A lot of times, I'm sure you all in council offices hear about, you know, we want our street paved. Well, PBOT comes back and we have stormwater issues, or BES is trying to deal with stormwater problem. And, well, you know, the street's not paved. So we have this back and forth. It's really a chicken or egg question.
Of course, at BES, we usually say it's a PBOT problem.
Yes.
Yes. It's all in the eye of the beholder.
But now we're working together on this. We hope it's the continuation of a beautiful partnership. We want to reduce the sedimentation and turbidity in Tryon Creek. So if you looked at the previous slide, there's an existing regional stormwater facility. This will be another one to help protect the watershed health. We want to improve the street for safe routes to school. There's a school at the top of the hill that they existing use it as a safe route to school. It's also on our Southwest Trails network. And we want to make it a proof of concept. If we're looking at doing more projects like this in Brentwood, Darlington, and in Cully, then we want to make sure we get it right. And so that's why we started with the test. And finally, it's the implementation of a tiny little piece of the Tryon Stevens Headwaters Neighborhood Street Plan that PBOT and BES did together. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to retain that existing closure up at Marigold. We're going to add a regional stormwater facility with a pathway adjacent to it to access the bus stop down at the bottom of the hill. We will be putting at the base of the stormwater facility a little bit of sidewalk to improve that bus stop for people waiting. And we're going to pave the street to our street-by-street standard, which essentially is we're paving the street, and we have gravel shoulders for parking, or in some cases, we're narrowing those gravel shoulders to about a foot or two to save some mature trees that are out there. The big thing that this does is it solves the question that was left open in our Out of the Mud report, which was, how do we deal with the stormwater? And in our report, when we adopted the street-by-street standard, we said it would be contextual on a case-by-case basis. And so now we're finally implementing this. Here's some pictures taken from the ones that were passed out to you and the council clerk of the existing conditions. You can see the street closure. It's pretty bad out there. When it rains, you basically have tiny little rivers coming down. and washing the sediment across Taylor's Ferry into Tryon Creek. So we have 100% plans completed. That's why we're coming here to ask for authorization to bid. We're bidding this fall. We don't want to build it in the rainy season, so we will build it early next spring. Tentatively, right now, we're thinking March. It will depend on the procurement process. And then finally, we want to have an evaluation after the project is done to make sure it's performing the way we intend it to. If there are issues, we can fix those. But also, it'll help inform our street projects moving forward. Our estimate is between $500,000 and $600,000. When we get federal grants, our Federal Highway Administration likes us to put a range in. They don't want people to know exactly what our engineer's estimate is. So that's why you see that range there, but we actually do have an engineer's estimate that's pretty exact. And the costs are split roughly 50-50 between transportation and BES. We're using some of the funding that the mayor set aside for Out of the Mud, the dirt and gravel streets, in last year's budget. And I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
It's like literally out of the mud to me. Questions?
I just want to make a comment, which we're taking Out of the Mud and Percent for Green money. We're taking a smaller project and test driving some assumptions. And I think Steve and I have indicated we want to take that Errol Heights and Cully project down the road. So this is a chance to kind of work out some of the kinks. And Kyle, you said something earlier that is very important, which is we have in the past gotten bogged down over some jurisdictional issues and some code challenges. And I want to say that this partnership between BES and PBOT trying to get through that and figure out how to do this work differently, I think is very important. These are small projects, but if what we learn from these projects are going to help us do our work better. And I know Steve is very proud of this. I'm very proud of it at my bureau. And hopeful that this will bear some fruit.
Okay, any further questions? All right, let's see if we have some public testimony on this item. I think we do.
Don, you get an award for...
endurance award.
If you stay here past for more than 4 hours waiting to testify, you get a coupon.
To testify again.
For a 50% reduction on the parking ticket you got by waiting here for 4 hours.
Fortunately, I rode the bus.
Hey. 18%.
Before I start, I just want to give you a brief update on what's happening with Southwest Trails or Trails policy. You guys passed the policy in October. To date, not one permit has been issued, and I don't even know that we've got the steps and everything in place. It's been an abysmal implementation. Second, 2 years ago, you approved $10,000 for a crossing from Stevens Creek, the public housing thing in Southwest. Not one thing has happened on that either. This is not a city that works. I suggest you take the city that works labels off the transportation cars because it's not working. Uh-huh. And this is really, citizens would like to have some things done over time, but waiting 2 years for something that was authorized by you is not a funding issue, it's simply an implementation issue, is totally unacceptable. Now, Southwest 19th. First of all, I'm Don Bach. I live in Hillsdale. Sorry. I've commented in the past, several years ago, that Southwest 19th was the worst street I've ever walked in Southwest Portland. The moguls, it's almost like a ski course. It was. It's not as bad now because we closed the street in many places. But at the time, we had traffic coming off of Southwest Taylor's Ferry, and it was terrible. This will be a huge improvement in this, and this we really support it. I really commend the Bureau of Transportation and the Bureau of Environmental Services for jointly working on this. It's going to, I think, be a really great step in the right direction. We're going to get a trail that works well. A couple things. One, I really like to ask that when you do the evaluation, that the citizens be asked to participate in that as well, because this is an important pedestrian environment that we want to preserve and enhance as we go forward across the city. And the second thing, this is not just an urban trail. This is a regional pedestrian trail. This, once we have the bridge built at Boone's Ferry, which you guys approved not long ago, we have a little short segment of trail to build Tryon Creek State Park, will have a 12-mile trail from downtown Portland through Hillsdale all the way to Lake Oswego. And it'll be very walkable, and it'll be a really great asset to the community. This is a very key component of that. The only one thing that is not included in this plan, and it's not a big deal because it'll be done later, is the crosswalk of Taylor's Ferry. You've got a bus stop there. You're asking people to cross the street to get to the bus, but we're not providing a crosswalk. And I think we need to think about that, those kind of things as we're doing these investments. As much as getting out of the mud, we need to make sure we're doing things safely. And Vision Zero, I like and support it greatly, but I think we really need to be aware that there's things we can do as we're building these projects to make it safer for people. It's a low investment. It's a little bit of an engineering challenge because of the site distance, which means we need to calm traffic a bit on Taylor's Ferry to make it happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Don. Anyone else? All right. This is an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
It's really great to see the teams at PBOT and VES working together creatively to solve problems and gather data to better solve future problems. Aye.
Two members of the Markham neighborhood had attended this morning but were not able to stay. I think they have some concerns, and I know that the Bureau will work with them. I asked, do you want it held over? And the answer was, no, we need this contract to move forward. So obviously you'll be listening to them, Commissioner, and I appreciate that. Aye.
Aye.
Hail.
Yay. Aye. Okay.